Hey, welcome back to BibleLine. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez, and in today's video, I want to just further tell you a little bit more about me and my motivations, because like I said in the How I Got Saved video, which was short and brief, I just want to introduce myself to a lot of you, because we've been adding a lot of subscribers over the past few months, and I think a lot of you might know me because of a video that you watch, but you don't really know where I come from and all those different things. So when I got saved when I was 12 years old, I went back to a small church that was primarily traditional Baptist. And what I mean by that is the gospel message had a lot of attachments to it. And specifically those attachments were turn from sin and ask Jesus Christ into your heart. Well, when I got saved when I was 12, I understood the gospel, but I went back into unclear teaching. In 2003, we went on a big vacation to the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone National Park, and a part of that vacation was a vacation I'll always remember, not just because I got to witness God's creation, but we actually left our church that I had grown up in and started coming to the church that I'm pastoring now, Calvary Community Church. It was run by, I was pastored by Dr. Hank Lindstrom. And it was here in this ministry that I really understood the responsibility that I had to take this life that I've got and give it back to the Lord. Not because of anything I needed to do to keep my salvation, but because I was saved. And over the course of the past, 20 years that it's been since I've been coming here to Calvary, I have really grown to love the Lord and love the opportunity to serve. But there should be a heartbeat, right? Why do I do these things? Well, for many years, it was one set of verses, and recently it's come down to this. I'm teaching a series right now through 1 John that talks about fellowship in the Christian life. And there's a passage in 1 John starting in chapter 3 and going through verse 3. Here's what it says here. Verse 1, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." That's my description. I know a lot of people suffer from identity crisis today, and they're trying to find their purpose, and they think they'll find it in a myriad of things. But my identity here is that I'm a child of God. The world does not know me, but the world needs to know the Lord. And so I can do that. In verse 2, it says this, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." I know that the way that I am right now is not going to be how I'm going to be in the future. When I'm dead and gone and I'm with the Lord and I don't have my sin nature, I have a new body and we'll be serving in eternity together forever. But I can live like that now. And that's all about service. Why do I spend hours and hours researching answers to questions? Why do I preach 4 or 5 messages a week and answer phone calls at all times in the day and all those different things? Not to become some well-known person, not to achieve any kind of worldly success. I want to reach people with the same gospel message that reached me, because I'm a child of God. And that's exciting. That's motivating. That helps me get up and get behind this camera or get in front of this camera and teach and pray and discipline myself, not in a unjoyful way, but in a totally joyful way. I'm a naturally happy person because of all the things that have been given to me by the Lord, not material things, but the spiritual blessings. But verse 3 is really important, and this is where we'll wrap it up here. "And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure." This is all about salvation. Not getting salvation, but it's building off of it. This hope. What's the hope? That you're a child of God. How does that happen? By placing your faith in Jesus Christ. Every man that has that eternal security, you should purify yourself, keep yourself pure, so that you can reach other people. If there's a heart cry for what I do, it's to see people get saved, and it's to see believers get encouraged and strengthened in God's word. That's why I serve. And I want to encourage you to do the same. Maybe leave a comment down in this video why you serve the Lord, how you got saved. Share your story with us. I think it'd be an encouragement to me and to the other people who watch this video. Make sure that you like, comment, and share. Make sure also to hit the subscription button with the notification bell so the next time that we upload a video, you get notified. You can send your questions to us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. You can email us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you a written answer and even make a video about it if we can. Keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.